This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. City Council is considering a proposal by the Columbus Clean Energy Initiative to dedicate $57 million to the cause. The largest part of that money, $42 million, could go to the New York Green Bank, a financial institution that's dedicated to clean energy technologies. WOSU's Nick Evans has been following this story, and he joins us now. Nick, what exactly is a green bank?
So a green bank is a sort of a public, quasi-public institution that's funded through typically money from ratepayers' electricity bills. In some states, they've taken a pool of that money, set it aside, and then it's being managed to invest in various clean technologies to hopefully get those off the ground and maybe even turn a profit.
Why are they necessary? Why can't we just use a normal bank for this kind of work?
It's a brand new field, you know. Startup money is hard to come by. A lot of like old standard financial institutions are skeptical of this new technology, right? So they're not as ready to jump in and invest in this. But with the incorporation of this public money, there is sort of this opportunity to find capital to invest in big projects like new solar facilities or wind turbines or even smaller efforts, just, you know, weatherizing homes, that sort of thing. I spoke with Douglas Sims from the Natural Resources Defense Council.
So, for example, if you want to swap out your windows, do insulation, do HVAC boilers, green banks can provide solutions to reduce the cost and increase the availability of financing those kinds of investments.
So how does the plan before City Council incorporate this bank?
Well, it's not entirely clear yet. The language in the proposal says that we would take $42 million of the general fund and form a deal with some financial institution. The New York Green Bank might be one of them, but it will really be up to a group of the petitioners backing this proposal. And then the city auditor and the city attorney will come up with a deal, subject to the approval of City Council, to create a subsidy program. So if anybody in Columbus switches to a electricity provider that generates their electricity through renewable sources, they would be eligible for a subsidy. We don't know how much. We don't know exactly how it would work, but the idea is that we would give this money to some financial institution that would manage the program. The problem is, Douglas Sims mentions, that's kind of out of line of what a traditional green bank program is. Usually they finance efforts. They don't manage funds.
When they need to pay the subsidies, they can pay the subsidies from the growing fund. I mean, that would make sense, but that's not really a green bank program. That's just a way to sort of put the money in a place where you know it'll be utilized for green.
Local leaders have already raised some concerns about this. They worry the move could divert money from other efforts. They worry it lacks public oversight. Do they have a point?
We should probably parse this a little bit. Yes, they have a point that it will divert public money. It is black and white that $42 million will be moving to an institution to do a particular thing. That's generally the purview of City Council, right? But in terms of the question of oversight, maybe less so. The city auditor, the city attorney craft the deal. It's subject to City Council approval. The city auditor has to create a quarterly report going into transparency and accountability for this program. So it's probably not as much oversight as if it was totally controlled by City Council, but it's not as though they're being completely cut out of the loop here.
Okay, so we may see this in November.
Yes, we may.
WOSU's Nick Evans, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Anytime.